Pop filter.
Wait, you got a filter?
Pop filter.
Oh, like you don't like talking to your dad, so you a certain way you...
No.
What?
Pop filter is this thing that looks like it's pantyhose that's been stretched over a circle. This way, when you hit P's and B's and all that stuff like that, it's hard consonants that it stops.
Because pop filter sounds like you watch your tongue when you talk to your dad.
That too.
Okay. That's important. All right.
Yes.
Right. We've started this thing, Casey. Yeah,
okay.
This thing is started. Hey, we have a guest in studio who shouldn't be talking right now. She doesn't know this first session. Nora giggling. All right. So super excited about what we're about to do here. Very, very excited. Welcome to Funny How Life Works. Ridiculous, you should do the intro.
Sure.
Like intro us like the whole Funny How Life Works. The thing I normally say when I explain to people what this podcast is all about.
So all right.
I'm going to let you do it just in case one day
welcome.
I'm not here and we actually and your two listeners.
My two listeners decide to want to hear me talk about, want to hear me do my best Michael Jr. impersonations.
We missed you a couple weeks ago too, dude, when you weren't here. Uh-oh.
She hasn't got the rules either.
Uh-oh. Did you guys hear that little sound? That was my stomach. I'm sorry. No. We have a special guest in the studio with us that we're going to tell you about shortly.
Yes.
And this is Funny How Life Works.
Yes.
Right? So, Nick, go ahead and do the thing. And
all right. So, this is Funny How Life Works, where we use comedy to teach you a little bit how life works.
Yeah. Oh, what? You're going to add the phrase a little bit. You're just going to add your own words. We use comedy to teach you how life works. But you say a little bit. Like, they're not learning much at all.
No, I'm saying a little bit because there's much more information other than just what we're teaching you.
That is whack, dude. If you go to the ice cream parlor.
Yes.
And they're like, hey, do you want some bananas? And you say, a little bit.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
You're going to put a little bit of banana in the ice cream.
Exactly.
Yeah, but we're giving them a little bit.
We're giving them a lot of bit, though.
A lot of bit. Well, okay. A lot is also a subjective term.
As is little. Nick, I'm going to need you to stop crying. In a moment, you're going to understand what that's all about. This is Funny How Life Works, where we as
I'll let her explain it.
As tech guy Nick explained, we use comedy to help you understand how life works. And this episode is called... No, let her talk. This is perfect. Watch this. We're going to do this perfect. This episode is called Funny How Life Works As... Exactly. You're going to have to stay tuned to see what that's about.
Okay.
I love this podcast.
You'll be laughing out loud and all of a sudden, boom, something that can really help you drops in your lap.
I like it because I unexpectedly learn about life.
It is so funny.
I get to laugh and learn about life at the same time.
I like listening to Funny How Life Works with the car of my parents.
With the car in my parents. Okay.
Yo, so, ba-da-doom, boom, doom, doom, doom. We got some non-sponsors.
Yeah, we do.
Non-sponsors. What's a non-sponsor sponsor?
A non-sponsor sponsor is an
what's a non-sponsor sponsor?
You're going with the whole Vanilla Ice thing still.
What's a non-sponsor sponsor?
I prefer to make the reference of Queen and David Bowie with Pressure. Good song.
Oh, you said you're a queen and
No.
He was like, I'm a queen and you don't know me. Is that what you just said?
No. David Bowie and Queen, Freddie Mercury, came together, did a song.
Freddie Mercury?
Yes, from Queen.
I don't know any of those people. You should introduce me to your family more.
Oh, boy. I'm not related to them. No. No, but they did a song called Under Pressure. That's where the hook came from, because the guy, what's his name, Vanilla Ice, actually got in trouble with some lawsuits because of that hook.
That one?
Yeah, that one.
That thing was catchy, man.
Yep, but before
ice,
it was
ice, baby.
Before it was that, it was Pressure.
Not for me. It was always Vanilla Ice. It was always Vanilla Ice.
But yeah.
Right, cool. Hey, man, let's jump in because this small human being is really not that patient right now.
No.
So we have non-sponsor sponsors. Our non-sponsor sponsor is...
Funny for the Forgotten.
Funny for the Forgotten.
Yes.
Where they take funny to people who have been forgotten. Homeless shelters, prisons,
yep.
Places that Nick, he's frequented.
Apparently.
And we take comedy to them because they really need to laugh. Because you shouldn't just take laughter to people who can afford it, but people who cannot, who can't afford not to laugh. So
exactly.
If you want to help Funny for the Forgotten out and give them some money, that'd be great. Also want to give a big shout out to my Patreons.
Yes.
The openers. You guys are great. I so appreciate you guys. We got some next level, top notch headline openers too. You guys are great. So thank you so much for that. If you guys hear a bunch of rattling and sounds and stuff going on, it's because you'll find out shortly. So yeah. So if you want to support that, that'd be dope. And let's read a review.
Read a review.
We're going to read a review. This review. So if you have a review that you want to leave, She oh, does, really? She that does. Is so typical baby talk.
Goo goo ga ga ga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this episode is actually called... Exactly. Yeah, that's not what it's called. It's called Funny How Life Works as a Single Mom.
Yes.
Ooh. In the studio, we have an actual single mom. But in a single mom fashion, we got the baby here too.
Exactly.
Because why? Because we love kids. That's what I want to say. But the truth is we didn't want to pay for child care. That's the real truth right there. So... with no further ado, I was going to jump into some other stuff, but let's go ahead and introduce our amazing, amazing guest. Her name is Mrs. Rekara Reynolds, and she's amazing. She has two beautiful children. One of them is in here with us right now. And Rekara, you want to introduce us? You want to say hi to the people?
Hey, people.
And then who is this 9-month-old ball of beauty with you?
Can you say my name? Say Ava.
Wow. Let's be real. We'd all be tripping right now. She's like, my name Ava. Let's just be honest.
My name Ava, fool. It's Ava. It's A-V.
Okay. And let's all stretch our hands towards her real quick and get this whatever is inside of her right now. In the name of Jesus. No, it's hilarious.
Uh-oh. She got a critter.
She's beautiful. So
thank you.
Today's topic, we want to talk about being a single mom and what that's a, yeah, we want to talk about. And so we wanted the baby in the studio, just to be real, like in motherhood, you can't do everything as smoothly as you probably would want to,
right?
Because you got a kid. But it actually prepares you for being able to do things regardless to if the smoothness or not. So we have an actual baby in the studio. We actually have two babies in the studio.
And wait for it.
Nick, I wouldn't even think about you. I'm talking about Akilah's belly. See?
You just I've called... seen this setup before. That's all I was doing. Was prepping. Was like,
you just called yourself a baby.
I'm waiting for it.
You are so immature. You're the biggest baby
in the... And there it is. It has come full circle. See,
no, it hasn't.
You turned red a little bit.
You did turn red.
I'm not turning red.
Hey, you guys turn a lot of colors when you get born. Like, they'd be blue,
you guys,
and green, and purple. No, no, no. When I say you guys, I'm not talking about... I mean white people. You guys are pretty colored.
Oh boy, here we go.
Anyway,
things I am not allowed to commentate on.
Yeah, this is one of them. So Rekara, tell us about yourself and tell us about the babies and whatever you want to tell us, and we'll have some couple questions. But I think there's a lot that people can learn from a single mom, and I also happen to know you personally, and I think you're pretty awesome. So
thank
I'm
you.
Super excited. And we didn't even plan. Like, I saw you and I was like, you know, we should have you on the show because you are getting it done as a mom, and then just alone as a mom, really running after it, getting it done in a significant way. Your baby's choking right now. She's not choking. Anyway, she just looked at me. Cool. And the baby's name is Ava.
Yes, this is Ava Jace.
Ava Jace. Ava she Jace. Is beautiful. Let me describe her to the listeners, okay? Well, Nick, you describe her first.
She's a baby.
Nick is still ready to be a father.
Nailed it.
Let me describe her. So she's
9 months old, right?
She's 9 months.
Yes.
She currently has on a blue jean jacket.
Yep.
What kind of shoes? She got shoes on?
No, she barefoot.
Good. You know what? Because a bad sign of mothering, in my opinion, is when an 8-month-old baby or 9-month-old baby got on some Jordans. I'm just saying, that is a bad
sign. Spend your money the wrong
way. You have
way.
Made some wrong decisions right there, because she's going to be able to wear them Jordans for about 26 days.
Yeah.
And you spent $100 on them. So you're making bad choices. So I'll continue to describe her. Right now, she's playing with some little chips, and she's like this mocha brown. If you put 2 scoops of cream in your coffee, 2 scoops, you can't scoop cream, can you?
Unless it's,
okay.
Teaspoons?
I would say she about 4 teaspoons of cream inside of some black coffee, right? Mm-hmm. Her eyes are brown. She's got a little bit of...
She's got big doe eyes.
She got big eyes, and she's staring at you, Nick, like, wow, he's lighter than me.
I know.
She's never seen somebody lighter than her. I mean, I'm sure she has, but she...
And she's really cute, too, because, like, some babies, you'd be like, oh, their shoes are cute.
Look at the baby. look at the baby.
Look at them Jordans. Like, she is cute for real. I found out recently, I think I shared this with you guys because you're friends, but I was not a cute baby.
Oh.
That's right.
I just found... My mom told me.
I wasn't either.
Yeah,
I
know.
I look like a bird.
You did look like
so
a bird.
I know.
No, I remember I was talking to you, I talked to your dad because me and her dad are like mad cool, like super, super, super close. And then haven't talked to him in years. But but yeah, I do recall that. So anyway, tell us, how did you get this baby?
Well,
this is going to be a fun story.
This will be great.
Well, I mean, we have had a doctor or two on before, so.
We've had a doctor on to explain to us that you could actually be pregnant for a long time.
Yeah.
The record has been like a long, I don't know if you want to go for the record. But okay, so so talk to me about the baby. So you have a baby, you're a single yes. mom. Was this yes. a planned? Talk to me about the whole, what, like what?
No, I was having a good time, or I thought I was having a good time. Uh-huh. And then, if you didn't use any protection or, you know, so yeah, got pregnant and her father and I mean, I guess we thought we could try to make it work or whatever, but that, mm-hmm. that didn't work out. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where is he at right now as far as being in the picture? Is he around at all?
No.
Wow. No. So he hasn't shown up. So he was there for the few moments?
For a few moments, like kind of in and out of my pregnancy. He would disappear for a little bit, come back, and then he was there for the birth. He was actually really amazing while I was in delivery, like in labor and delivery in mm-hmm. the hospital. So he came to live with me. For about a month or two. Mm-hmm. But then he disappeared for 6 weeks and then he came back and was kind of getting her
mm-hmm.
Like on the weekends and seeing her throughout the week. And then, yeah, and like the beginning of November, all communication just stopped.
Wow. So just out of nowhere. Yeah. After delivery.
Well, it was out of nowhere, but yeah, I mean, it was a build up to that.
Right. So yeah. After delivery, he was like, deuces, pretty much. So far.
So far. Mm-hmm.
Right, so far. So talk to me about how it's been. Like, how do you operate? How do you do things? Like, you got a baby on your hip. You also have a mm-hmm. seven-year-old.
Yes,
like, I'm how a do you do? How do you, like, talk to me? Because I know you had your own place. You're in California. Like, how did you move about? How did you get anything done with two kids on your hip?
Well, so I have a seven-year-old. She's the first grader virtually learning. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I had a baby in a yeah. pandemic. And then
yeah, the baby in a pandemic.
Yes.
Wow.
In the middle of a pandemic. Yes.
Mm. It's gonna be a lot of babies that come out of this pandemic too.
Yes, we're gonna call yes. them the quarantines when
the quarantine babies.
Quarantines.
Yeah, when they hit like 13 years from now, they're gonna be known as the quarantines.
The quarantine. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a bunch of them too.
Oh, a whole
yeah,
lot of them.
A whole lot of them.
But you won't be able to recognize them because they're gonna wear a mask. That is awesome. Okay, so in the middle of a quarantine, mm-hmm. you're pregnant, you have a baby, you got a 6-year-old at the time,
mm-hmm.
you're living alone mm-hmm. in a state that doesn't really cost that much money.
I was in California.
Yeah, so it's not very expensive.
I was paying $1,445 for a one-bedroom.
Wow.
Yes.
Three-bedroom here for that.
Yeah.
$1,445
Decent houses bedroom. In my neighborhood for that price.
Yeah, and I had to pay 6 months in advance. Yes. And what? Put down a $3,200 deposit.
What? Okay.
There's good.
Yes.
Gracious.
Welcome yes. to Texas.
Thank you.
So wow. glad you could be here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So how have you been able to, like, what have you learned from this experience so far? I mean, because you're still in the midst of it, obviously. Mm-hmm, baby, mm-hmm. She's not going to college anytime soon. So no. what is your, how has life changed now that you got all these kids versus before you were just out there having fun? This is so much, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What mistakes, like what, if you could go back and tell yourself some stuff, what would you go back and tell yourself about what life is or what you should do or what to expect or?
Well, I think the biggest part of just the men I chose to procreate with mm-hmm. was a reflection of how I felt about myself and mistaking like acceptance for being love. And then also just being in a vulnerable place and wanting a distraction, so to speak. So using people and relationships to kind of distract me from my own internal battles that I was going through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause neither relationship were like, they weren't good relationships.
No.
You know, they weren't. Wasn't as fun as it seemed, especially in hindsight. You know, it was always a back and forth. They didn't even feel like real relationships now that I look back at it. So
I would tell myself to just focus on myself, focus on learning who I am, learning how to properly love myself, and then knowing that I'm worthy of God's best for me, because I didn't believe that for a long time. So, you know, and it was obviously a difference having my first child. Her father's really active in her life. We go through the court system, but he has a schedule with her, you know, so I was always, I always knew, like, okay, I got 6 days out the month. Those are my 6 days. Like, you know, I always knew there's going to be a break in between. Or even if I said, hey, I need you to come grab her for, you know, for a week or whatever. It was like, cool, no problem.
Right.
So to go from that to, oh, I have two kids, and this one, there is no escape. There's no, like, hey, somebody come get her.
There's no reprieve. There's no break.
Right. Yeah. It's just, it's constant. It was an adjustment for me just to really change my perspective on things.
Right. So the crunchy sound you hear right now is the baby eating
they are broccoli.
Nachos.
They're broccoli curls.
Broccoli curls, because you also aren't regular. You don't eat meat. You don't eat meat.
I eat fish.
You eat fish.
I do eat fish.
It's just, anyway, you know this is Texas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just want to throw that out there real quick. So as, far as now looking back, and I mean, obviously you got these great gifts and these children or whatever, but when it comes to your husband.
Hey, I'm allowed to get married, okay?
She's like, I better make the choice this time. That is hilarious. So with regards to how has your perspective changed with regard, because before it was about a boyfriend, and now it's about what, like, what do you feel like that move, the shift in your perspective has been since you have gone through all of this?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, I never really believed in boyfriends. I would just be like, oh, that's my friend that we do things with. Entanglements. Ooh. I had entanglements.
Okay, people. Okay.
Those are two good words, situationships and entanglements.
Situationship.
This is fascinating to me.
Like, yes.
We're learning so much. I'm just going to let Akilah talk to you the whole time. Yeah, I look like a before and after picture right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I didn't say which is which.
But no, so I was telling you the other day.
No, you weren't. We've never met before.
We've never met. Okay.
No, I'm just playing. It's fine. I'm just playing. We have met before.
I had a revelation because, so now when men try to talk to me or when they, you know, Charlotte, what's up or whatever.
Yes.
I look at the conversation, but I also look at the fruit of like, you know, and before I never really considered that. I was like, oh, he's cute.
So when you say fruit, though, when you say fruit, break that down for people so they understand what you mean by fruit.
So fruit is, I mean, it's your character, your personality. Can I see God in your conversation? Yeah. Can I see God in your friendships? Can I see God in, you know, your previous relationships? All of that. And just like, what are you walking in purpose? Are you trying to walk in purpose? What's your prayer life like? But even if those things aren't, they don't come up, like if they don't come up in conversation at all, then that already lets me know.
Red flags.
Where you're at.
Nick, you writing this stuff down from the other side, bro?
No, I've already got my list of notes. We can dive into me later.
Okay, cool.
But it wasn't, like, even this latest guy, I didn't even really notice so much his appearance. Like, yeah, he's
a good. So when you say latest guy, there was someone recently who contacted you, a guy from the past, or a guy you had a conversation with recently.
Yes.
Tell everybody about that conversation and how it went as a result of you. Because we've had some conversations with regards to men, and you have. Now tell everybody about how that conversation went and how it would have gone with the mindset you had before versus where you're at now. Because I think this will really help some people understand the difference, not just in your mindset, but what their mindset should be moving forward, like before he finds you. So you want to explain that? Yeah.
So I have an ex I was engaged to. We were engaged.
What were you engaged in? Well, no, I'm just playing. We don't want to know.
And so for the past 2 years, he still contacts me regularly, or he'll find a way to contact. He's blocked, but he'll find a way.
So, finds a way.
Nick is like, he's not trying hard enough. I know how to get there. Nick's talking to people right now.
Jurassic Park references, but never mind.
Oh no. And so he was just, you know, he's still very salty that I had a child after him.
You're going to have to explain salty to our people.
Oh.
To some people.
Maybe. Some people salty, may not know what salty means.
He feels...
Wait, pause real quick. Nick, would explain salty to the people.
Okay, so salty would be more like kind of an attitude, kind of more abrasive, for lack of better words. Towards people, so
that is incorrect. No, that's pretty good. No, that's close. Yeah, that's good. That is good. It is good, Nick. That's good. Cool.
He has a bad attitude about it. Yeah. He feels a way about it. So, he was just talking to me about, you know, how he still loves me, blah, blah, blah. And the whole time thinking this man is crazy. But then he goes to say something to the effect of like, oh, well, you know, you're a single mom, so any guy that, you know, tries to talk to you has to know that he's not the first person to do this with you. And, you know, like, you know, you've already done this with somebody else, and now you've done it with two people before. And so he has to know his place. And I'm like, I'm listening like, okay, what are we getting at here? Uh-huh. And you know, talking about how it looks that I had a baby after him, and, you know, that's not a good look. And
so
all
it
this
sounds like he's
stuff.
Pulling you down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Strategically. Without sounding like he's pulling you down.
Right. It's in a way to, you know, then come up and try to uplift me about, oh, but you're so great.
Making himself the hero.
Yep. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I put a ring on your finger. I didn't want you to be a baby mama. You were going to be my wife. Like,
how do you see that now? Where before, if he said stuff like that, how would you have taken it?
Before, I would have taken it like, you know, he's right, or I would have, uh-huh, I would have internalized that, and I would have thought like, oh, well, you know, and I would have thought I was significant because he proposed to me and because, ooh, you know, he chose me even though I'm not, you know, a worthy choice or whatever. So, mm-hmm.
But now you look at that as?
Now I just looked at it like,
you saw the game.
Yeah, I was like, that's unfortunate. Whatever you got going on with you makes you feel that way.
that's just a projection. Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't resonate with anything that he was saying.
That's
like,
dope.
He just didn't.
So, so everybody listening right now, here's what I want you to catch. So before she was falling into the game that he would say, the other guy, all of these different things. And now she's in a place where she is looking for the fruit as opposed to what the man is trying to toot. Toot is like to talk about. I don't know. It rhymed, dude. Get off me. So now, what's the difference? What's been the difference between the two? Like, how did you go from, oh, he loves me, he must be amazing, he said I'm special, to, hold on, dog, do you really love, are you serious about having a relationship with God? Because you got to have that relationship before you can have one with me. Like, how did you, what happened in between that? In between those two, then, like, what revelation or what happened? What took place?
A lot of coaching from you and your amazing wife. But,
mainly
it was, as I started learning, or I guess trying to figure out who God is for myself, like, I thought I knew who Christ was, because I was raised in church, grew up in church, you know, Bible studies, all of that. But this was the first time where I, you know, really sat down and was really diligent about, like, my prayer life and having the desire to truly worship. And and even now when I'm in a place where I would normally react in a negative way, I'll just, and I can't pray, I'll just worship. And I've never done those things before. So when you allow God to come in and fill those voids or those holes of, you know, I don't feel loved, I don't feel worthy, or I feel, you know, overwhelmed. Having God, like, present in my life and having a constant relationship with him and having the Holy Spirit constantly talk to me and actually listening to the Holy Spirit, when I'm having those conversations with other people, it's much easier to just see. Within the first conversation, like,
it's like an
where
eye-opening sort of thing,
That's dope. So you said you like to have quiet time with God.
Yes.
Which, talk to me about how that is with having a 9-month-old who's almost walking, But she also cross. She's all over. Even right now, she's grabbing stuff and throwing it. Mm-hmm. And she, so,
yes.
She's so glad my beard is way shorter.
Yeah. She's afraid of your beard too, Nick. I'm afraid of your beard too. Just as a grown man,
I'm afraid of your beard. It is significantly more.
It's
pretty nice.
It is trimmed.
Thank you. See,
it's a nice beard.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I'm gonna sit over here.
Let me just be clear, okay? You need to check his fruit while you're saying his beard.
This just sounds weird right now.
Got fruits and berries awesome. In that beer.
No. Hygiene.
That's from Nick is one of the people, like he can, like let's go with a Coming to America one. You ain't gonna expect this, ain't you? Aeolion. Alien. What's your quotes? You got quotes.
Quotes from Coming to America. I was wondering if you were gonna give me the setup.
The setup.
I was wondering if you're gonna give me the setup.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not gonna give me the setup?
No.
His mama call him Clay, so I'ma call him Clay.
His mama named Clay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call him Clay.
So, yeah. So quiet time. How do you do quiet time with a baby running around all over the place as a single mom? How do you pull that off?
Well, at first I was like, okay, if I just get up earlier than she does, I'll have that quiet time. But the earlier I got up, the earlier she gets up. Oh my gosh.
Right.
So then I was just getting frustrated. So I'm like, you know what? It's not just me and God. Like, I have to stop what I'm doing, or I'll just put worship on while I'm, going through my morning routine. But it just didn't feel like I was connecting with God. So then I was like, okay, well, I'll just go at night, when she sleeps. But then I want to do all the other things I can't do during the day. Right. So it just takes away. So I was really going through this battle, and then
so what'd you come up with?
Just have quiet time with her, and we'll praise and worship God together. And I found it really calms her down. If I'm in worship, then she just
exactly. Yeah. Ooh, she's in agreement.
That is so dope. Translation.
So instead of trying to have, and when you say quiet time with her, it's not necessarily.
No, it's not quiet.
Yeah, it's not quiet.
No, but it's just, it's time. It's relationship. Like if I were dating, I would, I would have to talk to a man with my baby in the background. So it's the same with Jesus.
Exactly. Ooh, that is so good. That is great. So now. What your time looks like, instead of trying to separate the two out, like, hey, it's got to be quiet, it's got to be this, you've invited her into that space with you.
Yep.
Let go of my blueprint.
Let go of what you thought it should look like and shifted everything to be like, what? Because otherwise, I mean, the conversation really, even though you're not articulating it, you're really saying this right here. You're like, hey, small child, I'm going to go in here and talk to God. He don't want to be bothered with you right now. I'm about to go in. And the only one who don't want her in there is you. God is like, bring her. And you like, but now that you've done that, I think that fruit is going to be pretty significant in the baby's life.
Yeah.
Hey, Akilah, you think your baby noticed another baby in the room right now?
She is kicking, so she might.
See, she in there just kicking it.
Yep.
You got friends. Okay, you're not even eating these.
She's just throwing them on the ground.
Yeah.
Man. She threw it on the ground.
There's plenty of them.
You're not a part of her system.
You know what? She needs some quiet time.
She needs a nap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nick, you got something in your beard. You want to hand it one?
Got nothing to think. Goodness gracious.
You got a nappy beard. That is dope. That is so cool. So what would you say to somebody just got pregnant? The dude clearly is not the one. He just not, he gonna bail. He probably already bailed. Or maybe they just that one time, whatever the case is, and now she don't know what she gonna do. She's afraid. She don't know if she should, she just don't know what to do. Like, what do you recommend to somebody who's about to walk into this single momness and they don't know what to do?
The first thing that comes to mind is definitely have a really great support system. You need a village. It takes a village. Because when you start feeling alone, you start feeling isolated, you can fall into postpartum depression, and you're just not healthy. So I would definitely encourage her to find, a solid support system and surround herself with people who are going to nurture her and pour into not only her life but her children's lives. Or her child's life. And then just really change her perspective. If she starts strengthening her relationship with God now, it won't feel so hard. Because I fell into the trap of this is just so hard.
Yeah.
And when you change your whole perspective, things that normally would feel hard, they just feel Mm-hmm. You know, you might get tired. Like, there's ups and downs, but... see?
Wait, did she just go Freddy Krueger on you or just trying to...
Tried to replace his goodness.
Hey, hey, what? Hi. Hi.
Ooh, she just calmed down. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of things being hard, you did this thing where you removed a word from your vocabulary. Can you talk about that?
I removed hard from my vocabulary and replaced it with adventurous. Mm. So now when things feel adventurous, I'm like, I have a much better attitude about it. Like, okay, how am I figure this out? I'm going to get through this thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. How are we going to get through
There's
it
a
together?
Monster in this adventure. Absolutely. So you remove the word hard with adventurous. So give mm-hmm. us an example of a sentence or a thought you might have, and then you change it with adventurous.
So for example, I'm sure any mom can identify with going to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Sounds very simple, unless you have a baby that you have to strap in and strap out, and then you have to, you know, put them attached to you, like, mm-hmm. while you're shopping around. So oftentimes I'm like, I don't feel like doing this. Because I know it's going to be, you know, quote, before right. I would say hard. But now I'm like, okay, it's going to be a little adventure. So now that's I talk to her while I'm shopping. People come up to us and tell me how cute she is. Mm-hmm. And it's just a much different experience.
That happens to me a lot, too. Maybe like my wife, when my wife goes shopping, they'd be like, oh, he's so cute. I'm like, I'm a grown man. Back then.
I thought you were talking about how your wife has to strap you in and strap you out.
Thanks for that, Nick. That is so dope. So removing that from your vocabulary and then changing with adventurous literally changes the whole mindset. So
yes.
This is so doggone powerful. I can't even tell you. Like, this is really powerful. Yeah.
It makes you more creative because you have to find creative solutions to do your normal stuff.
Right.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. you've now had something else, like this form, this ease and this convenience. That's been taken away. So now you have to accomplish the same task, given the same amount of time, but in a completely different way. So it's
right.
a lot of rethinking and reprocessing. It's very fun.
Oh, she's awake now.
Look at her. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
All of the cables.
She going to need a nipple soon. I'm just going to throw that out there. That's probably what she's going to be looking for. Cool. Yep. In a minute, you're going to hear the baby go. Oh, Lord. Glad this is not television. That's what I'm glad about. So the off-the-cuff moment I want to go off-the-cuff on is something that our guest just said that was pretty doggone amazing. She said, it's about to get quiet. It's going to get quiet. Watch this. 3, 2.
Magic. Nothingness.
Nothingness. Hey, put the microphone down there. No. What?
Use that microphone there, bro.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay. Dude, we won't hear from the baby for a little while. Just want to throw that out there. So the off-the-cuff moment I want to go off-the-cuff on is... Nick, why are you turning purple?
I got to use that microphone later today.
Dude, she didn't put the mic over there. It's right up there, man. Cool. Okay, so here we go. Is she laughing right now? Maybe laughing and drinking at the same time? So the off-the-cuff moment I want to go off-the-cuff on is something that our guest said that was pretty doggone significant. She used to talk about how hard it is to be a mom, even harder to be a single mom. And she caught herself saying how hard things were on a regular basis. So she chose to remove that word from her vocabulary, and she changed it with a word that would make her feel stronger, better, and more empowered. She changed the word to adventure or adventurous, depending on the situation. What is a word in your life that you use all the time that is not serving you well? Is it a word like hard? Is it a word like difficult? Is it a word like overwhelmed? Do you use any of these words at all? And if so, what could you replace them with? Like, what word could you, if instead of saying overwhelmed, what if you said you were popular? Like, literally, what if you changed that word to something different so immediately you'd have a different outlook on that circumstance? I challenge you right now. Pick a word that you use that is not serving you and change it with one that will. In doing this, not only would you change your environment, but you'd also change the environment for the people who are around you as well. I appreciate you. I love you. For my whole squad, I'm Michael Jr. We out. Yo, so listen, we got something really, really cool. You want to tell them what we got for them, Nick?
I believe we have something.
You believe? You going to start with believe? Because that means we're going to not
have believe it. That. Children are the future.
We sang that in episode a couple episodes ago.
Yep, episode
17. I believe the children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Shutting all the beauty they possess inside. Wow. Dude, what we got for the people?
I'm going to need several moments here to process what just happened.
Make it easier.
He tapped into Whitney. She came back from the grave.
Wow.
She's back.
You know what?
Whitney, well, she was.
Well, let's be honest.
Crack is whack.
Bobby Brown.
Stay away from it, everybody. So listen. The cool thing we have for everybody is we like giving gifts away. And the gift we're giving away right now is a free chapter to my book called Funny How Life Works. Mm. All you do is go to funnyhowlifeworksbook.com/chapter and you can get a chapter for free, audio or print form. We're just going to give you a chapter that you can read and enjoy with your family. So funnyhowlifeworksbook.com/chapter, get yourself a free chapter. It'll be pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Speaking of chapters, Nick, it's time for the next chapter, man. You're on Bumble. It's time to become a bee.
Was.
You was on Bumble.
Was.
Yeah.
Was.
You was on Bumble. Was. You got bumbled off?
How did that go?
No. Are we still doing the call to action? Or are we starting something new?
I don't know. Let's find out what happens.
This could be a lengthy story.
Yeah, he's on Bumble.
Was.
You was?
Was.
No, dude, I'm first of all, if you on Bumble, you're making the wrong sound. It's buzz. Bzzz. No. It's not was.
Was.
Hey, no. Everybody, go ahead and get a chapter of the book. funnyhowlifeworksbook.com/chapter. funnyhowlifeworksbook.com/chapter. Or, as the baby Ava would say,